I want to read you just this little scripture here. And now, behold, I say unto you, this is in Moses, some of the writings of Joseph Smith. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that I, the Lord God, made the heaven and the earth. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For I, the Lord God, created all things of which I have spoken spiritually before they were naturally upon the face of the earth. For I, the Lord God, had not caused it to rain upon the face of the earth. And I, the Lord God, had created all the children of men, and not yet a man to till the ground. For in heaven created I them, and there was not yet flesh upon the earth, neither in the water nor in the air. But I, the Lord God, spake, and there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. So he spake, words came out. But first, he created it in his mind. Spiritual creation. Now, what is heaven? Heaven is a place to be, not go. It's made of high-minded, forward-thinking, like Sue Ellen was talking about earlier. People who can align, who can be creative in making the kingdom of God a reality. But we go to a place, our seventh heaven, Paul called it, the seventh heaven, where we open our eyes and our minds, and we say, what is my role? What is my calling? What can I do to make a difference? All right. That's a good question. What are some of the things that are going on in your community that you're involved in that are making a difference? I'd like to hear one or two or three or four. Susie, what's going on in your neck of the woods that you're involved with that's making a difference?
No, I have to say really hardly anything right now.
Okay, very good.
What
it is, what it is. Okay.
What do you hear
going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm a member of the board of the Family Crisis Center in Rexburg, who helps people in precarious situations. And they're always active in trying to help and offer services to people who are in situations that can't really cope with themselves.
Very good. Give this guy a hand. Who's involved? Okay, who else is involved? This young lady.
I work a couple of days a week.
Hang on a second. Hold on. Let's get the...
Yeah, it's on.
It's on to be on. It doesn't go to a speaker, it just records.
Don't rub your hand across it.
I work a couple of days a week for a company called Project Dove, and it's based out of Ontario, Oregon, which is by New Plymouth, which is where we live. And we have a thrift store, and the proceeds go to help victims of domestic violence. And the thing about the victims of domestic violence that people think of is they, you know, normally just think that it's women, but actually that's not so. We help a lot of men, you know, especially men from the gangs, the gang violence, and then we also help the women and children too. We do have a shelter over there, and we do classes and support groups and things like that. So it's a really good program. Our staff at the thrift store is well informed, and we go to classes and everything, so that if we deal with any victims, you know, husbands or estranged wives or gang members or anything like that that maybe come in the store and want to try to track down, you know, people that they're looking for. We know what to say and things like that. So it's a good program.
Okay.
Who else is making a difference? It's okay to toot your own horn. Probably nobody else gonna. So you might as well. Joe does a lot of good things. He was my lamplighter until about 86, and I went on a quest to Vancouver, British Columbia. I like to hear myself in stereo sometimes. Just teasing. And introduced me to reincarnation and got me excommunicated, got me liberated, opened my eyes. He wrote a book on the book of Revelations, which I think he just wrote for me. And I think whoever reads that thinks the same thing. He's written this many books, where I have only written one, but it's the best I could do on short notice. It took me about 12 years to write this book called The Gathering of Lights, and I wrote it as from an assignment in 1988. We did a, what do we call that? The New Life Expo?
Whole Life Expo.
It was patterned after the expo that was going on in L.A. and that I went to, and I told Joe all about it, and he said, well, we can do that here. And so he got about 40 people to contribute and participate. And I was one of them, and he said, I want you to talk about the gathering of lights. And I did, and I talked about the molecular concept, which Joe had discovered, and we'd seen in the picture of the Last Supper, how Jesus understood these concepts, and it wasn't exactly new, but it was new to us in this particular cycle. And so I wrote this 19-page article, which I developed into about a 300-page book. And it's all about how to create heaven on earth and live through this millennium. I call it the ultimate self-help book. Keep going behind the curtain. I write for a little newspaper. I don't know how this happened. A gal said to me one time, oh, you think you're a life coach? Well, why don't you write an article for the paper? Okay, so I did. And then I started writing one, and I brought you each. These are all articles that I've written for the paper. One here is a positive spin. I talk about my illustrious grandfather, Joe's dad, who made bootleg whiskey by putting the ingredients in a barrel and spinning it in the canal. And it made really good whiskey in a short period of time. And okay, let's see. Oh, there's one in here that's political. It's called Freedom to Choose. It's about standing in your own power and being sovereign, no matter who is elected. Anywhere, when you're in your own power, it doesn't matter because you are really unreachable. You don't live in any fear. You don't live in, oh, they're going to come and get me, or, oh, I can't get any 22 shells. You know, did anybody here shoot guns besides me? Shoot guns, okay. You know how hard it was to get 22 shells? I said, it was hard, right? So I went out and got 5,000 rounds in about a month, just to show that it's not that hard. You can get whatever you want if you put your attention on it. And I write about this stuff in this paper on how to manifest, how to make your dreams come true, how to be an asset in the community, how to make a difference. In fact, I wrote about the greatest revelation of our generation, which you have, and the eight phenomenon that led to its discovery. And one of those phenomenon was the molecular order, and all about Joe's writings and what he had done regarding this a human molecule. I said, what would it look like if 24 of us got together to create a sugar molecule to sweeten the planet? And by darn, they printed that. Hey, these people, well, they didn't have too many people contributing, I don't know. Anyway, there are lots of ways that we can contribute. And even if it's just your energy, one thing I found, what would the world look like if everybody knew what we knew? What would Boise be like if everybody out there knew what we knew? If they had these keys of knowledge that heaven is within, that the kingdom is at heaven's door, the seeds of immortality are within us, that, you know, we're all good people working together. You know, what would the world be like if people knew what we knew?